KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 61 degrees in Atlantic. Our overnight low, 24-hour low, 59 degrees. We picked up a trace of rainfall here in Atlantic. Heartland reports 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In local news, firefighters in Atlantic kept busy over the weekend, putting out fires on both Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Crews were called to 1006 Maple Street just before 12:30 p.m. Sunday, after the homeowners left for a brief time and returned to find smoke inside and flames coming from the rear of the house. The structure sustained damage from flames in a bedroom and substantial smoke damage elsewhere. Fire Chief Mark McNeese had said it appeared an overheated pump for a fish aquarium was to blame. And an electrical problem was apparently the blame for a vehicle fire south of Atlantic Saturday afternoon. Crews responded to a report of a fully engulfed vehicle on Highway 6, about a mile south of 29th Street at around 4:45 p.m. When they arrived, firefighters observed an SUV on fire and heavy black smoke drifting across the road, which caused traffic to come to a complete stop. A woman and her daughter escaped the vehicle without injury. Deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted with traffic control at the scene. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, may I help you?
I hope so. I was outside working in the garden and my allergies flared up. It seems that when I start spending a lot of time outside, my allergies and sinuses get really bad. Is there any medicine that you can suggest I take?
Sure, just stop by and see me. At Rex Health Mart, we carry a great selection of allergy and sinus remedies in the national brands and in our popular Health Mart store brand. Trees budding, fertilizers, and blooming flowers tend to bring on itchy, watery eyes and sneezy, stuffy noses all season long. I'll recommend a couple of different products that really work.
Thank you so much.
Glad to help. Anytime.
Rex Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. This is another example of a true life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are independently owned. Health Mart caring for you and about you.
The Clarinda Police Department reports one arrest took place this weekend, and there were two reported incidents of vandalism. Police Chief Keith Brothers on Sunday said that on Saturday, August 11th, two residents on Tarkio Street in Clarinda reported that unknown persons had vandalized their mailboxes sometime during the night. The damage was estimated at $100 altogether. On Sunday, Clarinda Police responded to a report of a fight in progress at 309 East Garfield Street. When officers arrived there at around 1:20 a.m., they learned that two males had been involved in an altercation of the residence, but officers were able to restore order and no arrests were made. And last Friday, officers responded to a report of a domestic disturbance at 315 East Logan Street in Clarinda. And when they arrived, a 41-year-old female who resides at the residence alleged that she'd been assaulted by 36-year-old William Ray Phillips of Clarinda. Phillips was arrested on suspicion of simple misdemeanor domestic abuse assault. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before a Page County magistrate. The female victim did not sustain any injuries as a result of the assault and did not require medical attention. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Stanton man Sunday morning. 30-year-old Sean Allen Kinsey was taken into custody around 9:40 a.m. on a charge of child endangerment following an incident in the 500 block of Prairie Avenue in Stanton. Kinsley was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. The Cass County K-9 unit was one of several agencies from southwest and southern Iowa who were called to assist in the search for several suspects following a reported home invasion Friday night in the south central Iowa community of Leon. The Iowa Department of Public Safety reports the Leon Police Department, Decatur County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol were dispatched to 706 Northeast 2nd Street in Leon at around 10:30 p.m. Friday, following a report of multiple armed intruders inside the home. Upon arrival, law enforcement witnessed multiple people flee the residence, which was occupied by a 26-year-old woman and her children, ages 10, 4, and 3. Police say the men, who were armed with a bow and arrow, a long gun, and other weapons, demanded drugs, money, and guns. The woman and children suffered minor injuries. The men kept the woman and children separated, but she managed to call her husband on a hidden cell phone. A neighbor who checked the house saw a masked man inside and called police. Officers arrested 24-year-old William Edward Crawford Beveridge of Urbandale when they arrived, but the others ran and were not caught. The Leon Police Department is actively seeking as many as three other people involved in the home invasion. Anyone with information on the identity of the others involved in the incident is asked to contact the Leon Police Department or the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation at 515-725-6010. Authorities say the investigation involved Leon Police, the DCI, the Iowa State Patrol, Sheriff's Departments in Decatur, Adams, Cass, Clark, Ringgold, and Wayne counties, and police from Lamoni, Osceola, Urbandale, and West Des Moines. And the Ottoman City Council is slated to vote on setting the date of August 27th for a public hearing with regard to the issuance of $1.75 million in bonds. The move will follow action on a resolution to declare the city's official intent to issue debt to reimburse the city for certain original expenditures paid in connection with specified projects. That includes pool repairs, the airport, water plant, and towers, and refunding streetscape bonds. In related action, the council is expected to authorize the mayor to sign a letter of engagement with the Ehlers Law Firm pertaining to the bond proceedings. A meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight in the Audubon City Hall. News time is 7:12.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan. How can I help you?
I have such a hectic schedule today. My mother just called, and she needs her prescription refilled. I just don't know how I can get by Health Mart and make all my other appointments on time.
Don't worry. At Health Mart, we offer free delivery. I can refill Bonnie's prescription, and we'll take it to her house. And since Health Mart pharmacies honor insurance plans, including Medicare, I'll handle that end of it for you, too. Since Health Marts are independently owned pharmacies, it's easy to offer free delivery.
Wow, you are a lifesaver.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing, allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, 47-year-old Sherry Rush of rural Griswold died Wednesday. Celebration of life services for Sherry Rush will be this morning at 10:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Eileen McCrory, age 92, of Marshalltown and formerly of Red Oak, died Thursday. Funeral services for Bernice McCrory will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Nicholas Beyer, age 23, of Atlantic, died Thursday south of Wyota. Funeral services for Nicholas Beyer will be held today at 2 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mabel J. Thompson, age 90, of Glenwood and formerly of Brayton, died Friday. Funeral services for Mabel Thompson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Phyllis Krogh, age 92, of Exira, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Krogh will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And John Saunders, age 85, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday. Services for John Saunders are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by...